Still, it has not been universally accepted by government officials that they should be that accountable to the people who pay their salaries and whose money they spend. Tomorrow there'll be a big discussion on this, one of those great sessions the Mackinac Center puts on. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy, Michigan's top think tank, will once again hold a session up in Lansing at noon tomorrow, Mackinac Room, House Office Building, fifth floor. It will involve the two gentlemen on the other end of our line. First from the Mackinac Center, Director Ken Braun. Ken, how are you?
Morning, Frank. Very good. How about yourself?
Good. Nice to have you with us again. And from the Free Press, Associate Editor Ron Swankowski. Hello, Ron.
Morning, Frank. And, you know, I got to tell you, some of the most magnificent vistas in the state of Michigan are found on golf courses, and I'm only sorry that I have to stop enjoying them to hit that bloody ball.
You know, that's absolutely true here in the state of Michigan, too. We have some of the prettiest golf courses anywhere in the world. And there's just not enough time to play them. And you're right. Having to ruin that sightseeing by striking that infernal golf ball is quite a distraction.
Although I've seen the deep interior of many woods.
Yes, well, but that's part of the game, too. That's what makes the game so attractive, is it takes you so much closer to nature than you would otherwise be.
Absolutely.
Just don't go chase the ones that go deep into the pond. That's all. Listen, really, we should be celebrating freedom of information here in the state of Michigan, but the battle goes on to make government even more transparent, doesn't it, Ron?
It does to me. We've got the Michigan Freedom of Information Act, which you mentioned, is now 32 years old this year, and it seems that government officials at most levels, at a time when it is technologically easier and more feasible to operate out in the open, are not taking this as part of their responsibility. And there are still, I think, too many public officials, both at the state and local level, who consider themselves not custodians of public records, but keepers of official secrets. There are no national security concerns in much of what the state of Michigan does with spending of public money, and they spend a lot of public money, and they ought to just start getting into the habit of making all that available online. I'm very much interested in what the Mackinac Center has been promoting with local schools and local governments about putting checkbooks online. I know that the state of Michigan has some critical issues at the moment they're trying to wrestle with, but I think as a matter of public policy, there ought to be a state checkbook online, too, that's easy and available for everybody to see. It sure discourages people from stealing.
Have you seen the Missouri website?
I have seen the Missouri website.
Isn't that phenomenal?
I think that is something of a model, and I'm also, your listeners probably know about usaspending.gov,
yes,
which is a really interesting site where you can, for instance, plug in General Motors and find out exactly how many and where government contracts, like any company that you plug in has. The state of Michigan ought to take that as a model, and I don't think, Ken may know better than me, but I don't think the technology is all that expensive anymore to where they cannot make this a priority.
Well, Ken, see, this is the amazing part. Ken Braun is the director of the Mackinac Center's Show Michigan the Money project. They've been so successful, instrumental, really, in convincing local school districts to put their spending online, and they've been doing it. Their checkbook has been online in a growing number of districts in the state. It's really not that expensive, is it, Ken?
You know, it isn't in the districts that decide to do it. Going on what Ron was just discussing, I think the Freedom of Information Act, there are public officials who adhere to the spirit of the Freedom of Information Act and those who adhere to the letter of it. And the spirit of it is school districts such as Bullet Creek up by our office in Midland, the Chathill Township School, a little tiny district way up on the Keweenaw Peninsula, Oxford, Howell, and lots of others who, when we approach them individually and ask their administrators or their school board members, hey, here's an idea that allows you to better connect with your public. And, you know, we're not asking for a FOIA because we want the information. We're asking you to just put the information out there before you're asked for anybody to look at. And in each of those districts that I just mentioned and several others, we got a response back sometimes within minutes of asking them via email, where they just jumped on it and said, absolutely, what can we do this? When can we get it out there? How, what do you want? That's the spirit of the Freedom of Information Act, if you're following it. The letter of it is when you get a public official, and actually I'm getting more of this at the state level than at the school district level, where you get a whole bunch of excuses about cost and, you know, what people will do with the information and a whole lot of fears about putting this information out there. That's adhering to the letter of the law, seeing it as a burden and, you know, a request and a an intrusion into what this public entity is doing. And
what is it about the state? I mean, what do they? I hate to put it this way, but what do they have to hide?
I don't really know how to answer that. I don't have a good answer for what they have to hide.
Ron, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I think there's a sense that that this is just too much trouble, and it's going to take us time and money to compile it, which is why I say if you had been operating in the open all along, this shouldn't take a lot of time and money to compile. And so somewhat at the state level, you see various bureaucratic agencies now that say, oh, yes, we can get that for you, but it's going. They discourage it by telling you it's going to cost you X number of thousands of dollars. And so one of the changes I'd like to see in the FOIA law is something put in there that would say that only actual cost can be assessed, and, you know, copying costs of, say, 15 cents a page or something like that. But the Free Press has gone in for information and has had, you know, people tell us that's going to be a $60,000 expenditure. Well, that's because you say you're going to have somebody set aside special to do something you should have been doing all along, which is making this information open and available to the public.
Exactly. When we recently had the suggestion that it would cost $100 million to put the state budget or state spending online so that we could see it, and that clearly is an indication that somebody is stonewalling you, and because you could, as I pointed out, build a missile defense system for less than that.
Yeah, I agree, and it's I think those cost estimates are intended to make it seem utterly unfeasible at this time. And, you know, frankly, with the state of Michigan the way it is, trying to cut its budget, but also running through billions of dollars in federal stimulus money. That's our money, too. We think of money coming from Washington as like a gift or something. That's mine and yours and everybody else's tax dollars as well. And we advocated early on, when we get this pile of stimulus money, let's have a special checkbook website set aside so that everybody in Michigan can see what we are getting for our money. And it just hasn't happened.
Amen. Anytime you hear state spending, government spending, federal government, local, whatever it is, it's our money. And sometimes we have a tendency to forget that. We think government has got their own pile of cash from someplace.
And government, for the people in government, too often, and they're well-intentioned folks by and large, but they just seem to forget for whom they work.
Amen to that. Listen, have a great session tomorrow. I know you will. It'll be at the House Office Building in Lansing, fifth floor, noon till 1 o'clock. Ron Swankowski will be there from the Free Press, Ken Brown from the Mackinac Center, and the phone number to call, 989-631-0900, or probably get info at mackinac.org, too, I would think. Right, Ken?
Yes, sir. Mackinac.org, and there you can place your invitation online there.
All right, beautiful. Thanks to both of you for being with us this morning and previewing it.
Thank you, Frank.
Take care. Ron Swankowski from the Free Press, Ken Brown from the Mackinac Center is...